You stand on a piece of land that feels both full of promise and full of unknowns. Maybe it is 1 acre, maybe it is 20. No matter the size, the same question sits on your mind. What actually makes this a homestead? People online talk about self-sufficiency like it is a switch you flip. They talk about traditions from another time. They show perfect garden rows and barns that look like magazine photos. None of that helps you understand what a homestead is in real life. You need a definition that fits the world you live in now. A modern homestead is not measured by how far off-grid you live. It is measured by how much intention you bring to the land you manage. You work with soil, water, animals, food, and the simple routines that build a stable life. You choose the scale, you choose the pace. You create a system that matches your time, your land, and your limits. This episode gives you that clarity. Chapter 1, Understanding the Term Homestead Today. You stand at the starting point with one goal. You want a clear definition of what a homestead is in the real world. Not a fantasy, not a trend, not a lifestyle copied from someone else. You want to understand it in a way that helps you build something steady and achievable. This chapter gives you that foundation. It explains where the idea came from, it explains how it changed, and it gives you a modern definition you can trust. Before you build anything or buy anything, you need this clarity. It keeps you from following the wrong model. It keeps you from wasting money. Most of all, it keeps you grounded in what is realistic for your land and your life. Scope. A homestead is a home that works. It is land with purpose. It is a place where you take responsibility for producing some portion of what you use. That might be food. It might be energy. It might be raw materials like lumber or fiber. It might be animal products like eggs, milk, or meat. It might be a mix of all of these. The size does not matter. The location does not matter. What matters is that you use the land as a working base rather than a passive living space. You need to understand the shift between the old idea and the new idea. Traditional homesteads grew out of survival. People were isolated. Stores were far away. Families produced almost everything. That world is gone. Today, you live in a world where you can buy anything you need. You are not forced to produce food. You choose to. Modern homesteading is intentional. It is selective. It is flexible. This difference matters because it removes the pressure to do everything at once. Your homestead might be on open rural land. It might be on a suburban half acre. It might be on a small rural parcel with no outbuildings. It might even be on the edge of a town with neighbors close by. The location changes what you can do, but it does not change the definition. A homestead is any living space where a portion of your life is supported by what you grow, raise, store, or build. It is the active use of land to support your household. That is the heart of it. Safe, no matter the size of your land. The first red line is safety. You are working with tools, soil, water systems, livestock, fencing, and physical terrain. Each comes with risk. Before you start designing your homestead, you need to think about three safety categories. First is personal safety. You need to protect yourself from injury. That includes clear pathways, stable storage for tools, proper footwear, gloves, dust protection, and hearing protection. It also includes knowing how to lift and move weight without injuring your back. Many beginners ignore this. They treat their land like a hobby until something goes wrong. Second is land safety. You must respect the land you are working with. You need to understand where water flows after a storm. You need to learn which areas flood. You need to know if parts of the soil are unstable or rocky. You need to map out slopes that can become slippery. Your land has a personality. If you ignore it, you create hazards for yourself later. Third is community safety. Some homesteads sit close to neighbors. Some sit in rural zones with fire risk. Some sit under county or parish rules that limit what you can build or raise. You need to understand your local codes. You need to check which animals are allowed. You need to confirm setback rules for fencing or structures. This keeps your project legal and keeps peace with neighbors. Safety is the first layer. Once it is in place, the rest becomes easier. Tools and materials. In this chapter, you are not building anything yet, so you will not gather a big list of tools. Instead, you will understand the core items that belong in every homestead starter plan. These items shape the land and keep it functional. You will eventually need basic hand tools, a shovel, a rake, a wheelbarrow, a water hose, a pair of pruning shears. These form the backbone of early land work. You need quality items because they get used often. Cheap tools break fast. When they break, they injure people. Start with solid basics. You will need simple storage solutions. A shed or a corner of a garage that can hold tools, bags of soil amendments, seeds, and feed if you raise animals. Everything on a homestead needs a place to live. Without storage, you lose time and you lose materials. You will need a basic system to manage organic waste. A compost bin or compost pile is enough for now. The purpose is not production, the purpose is habit. You learn to cycle materials back into the land. You will need water access. This is not the chapter where you install anything. This is where you understand the importance of reliable water for plants and animals. Even small homesteads require steady access to clean water. Water defines what you can grow, how much you can grow, and how frequently you can tend the land. These early tools and materials are not about building a homestead. They are about learning the rhythm of one. Steps, now you move into the definition work, not projects, not goals. Definition. Step 1. Identify what type of homestead appeals to you. There are 3 modern types. The practical homestead focuses on food production and basic systems. The lifestyle homestead focuses on simpler living with selective production. The skill-building homestead focuses on learning and experimenting without the pressure to produce. Once you choose a category, your decisions become clearer. Step 2. Define your purpose. Do you want to produce food, raise animals, reduce your cost of living, gain independence, improve health, live a slower life? If you do not identify the purpose, you will chase trends. Your homestead becomes a collection of unrelated projects that drain time and energy. Step 3. Understand what success means for your land size. 1 acre can produce food. 5 acres can support mixed animals. 20 acres can support pasture systems. But none of this matters yet. You need to understand your capacity before you understand your land's capacity. You need to know how much time you can give each day. You need to know how much you can afford to maintain. Step 4. Learn the difference between lifestyle and identity. A homestead is not a costume. You do not need to dress like a farmer. You do not need to adopt an image. You are building a working environment. When you treat it as identity, you rush into things to match the image. When you treat it as lifestyle, you build systems that last. Step 5. Identify your land type. Urban edges, suburban lots, rural parcels, and mixed wooded areas each have different possibilities. You cannot follow someone who has 20 acres if you have 3. You cannot follow someone who has flat land if your land slopes. Your land type defines your starting path. This prevents frustration. Step 6. Create a realistic scale. You may want chickens. You may want a garden. You may want a greenhouse. Each of these requires time, each requires setup, each requires care. You need to choose one starting project. You learn, you adjust, you expand only when the first system becomes stable. This step keeps the homestead from becoming overwhelming. These steps form the backbone of your modern definition. They help you understand that a homestead is not a place. It is a set of choices that turn a property into a working home. Checks and fixes. You now check your approach for common mistakes. First mistake, chasing old historical models. You may admire traditional homesteads. You may enjoy stories of complete self-sufficiency, but you live in a different world. You have access to modern tools. You have access to local stores. You have different work schedules. If you cling to the old model, you fail before you begin. Second mistake, copying online influencers. Many homestead creators show ideal scenes. They show perfect gardens and large barns. They rarely show the daily grind. They rarely show the learning curve. They rarely show the failures. If you copy them, you will skip the foundation and jump into advanced systems you cannot maintain. Third mistake, misunderstanding acreage. Bigger does not mean easier. More land requires more time, more fuel, more tools, more maintenance, and more planning. Small acreage is easier for beginners. It forces efficiency. It teaches structure. Later chapters will break down the differences. Fourth mistake, treating homesteading like a race. There is no finish line. There is no deadline. Homesteading is not a collection of achievements. It is a long-term practice. You build a stable system over time. If you push too fast, you fall behind your own expectations. Fifth mistake, ignoring local codes. Every county, parish, or township has rules. Some allow livestock, some limit them, some restrict structures, some require permits. If you ignore these rules, you create stress and cost for yourself. Once you run these checks, you fix them by slowing down. You define your purpose. You build the first system, you maintain it, then you move to the next. This approach makes your homestead durable. Care. This section teaches you how to care for the foundation you built in this chapter. The care work is mental more than physical. You need to maintain a certain mindset to succeed on land. You need patience. Land does not move at the speed of your plans. Plants take time, animals take time, systems take time. If you push for fast results, you miss the deep benefits of homesteading. You need attentiveness. You must observe your land. Notice how water flows. Notice where sunlight falls. Notice where wind pushes. Notice which areas stay soft after rain. Your care is based on your observations. You need consistency. Small, steady actions build strong systems. You will win by doing a little each day. You will fail by trying to do everything at once on the weekend. You need clarity. If you forget why you started, you lose direction. Revisiting your purpose keeps the land meaningful. It becomes the anchor that holds your homestead through seasons of difficulty. You need boundaries. A homestead can take all your time if you let it. You must protect your family time. You must protect your rest. You must avoid burnout. Your land should support your life, not consume it. When you care for your mindset, the land responds. You build routines that strengthen you. You build systems that last. You build a homestead that fits your reality. Chapter 2, What's Possible on 1 to 5 Acres. You stand on a small piece of land. It may feel tight. It may feel limited. You may wonder if it is enough to build the life you want. Many beginners carry this worry. They think a homestead needs wide open fields and long gravel driveways. They think you need barns, tractors, and many animals. The truth is simple. 1 to 5 acres can produce more than most people imagine. It can support food production. It can support small livestock. It can give you space to breathe. This chapter shows you what you can realistically build at this scale. It teaches you how to avoid overloading your land. It teaches you how to manage daily rhythms. And it helps you see the full potential of small acreage without pushing past your limits. Scope. Small acreage is powerful. It forces you to focus. It makes you efficient. It teaches you discipline. You cannot throw projects across a large landscape and hope they hold together. You must design tight, clean systems that stack neatly. This is where most successful homesteads begin. Many families with large homesteads today learn their skills on 1 acre or less. Small land teaches precision. It teaches timing. It teaches you to understand soil, water, and space in a deep and personal way. On 1 to 5 acres, you can build a working homestead with a strong foundation. You can raise small livestock. You can grow gardens that feed your household. You can install basic water systems. You can build storage sheds, small barns, or coops. You can plant orchards that produce seasonal fruit. You can build compost systems. You can learn rotational use of small spaces. You can gain independence in ways that feel solid and achievable. Your limits come from two things, time and management, not land. Some people try to mimic large rural homesteads on small land. They crowd too many animals. They plant too many crops. They overwork the soil. They burn themselves out. With the right plan, you avoid these mistakes. You design a scale that matches your energy and learning curve. This chapter gives you a realistic view of what you can do without rushing or overwhelming your acreage. Safety matters more on small land than on large acreage. Your space is compact. Animals, structures, tools, gardens, and water systems sit close together. Crowding increases risk. You must invest in safety early. First, consider movement safety. Walk your paths. Notice where you trip. Notice where tools might fall. Notice where children or guests might walk unsupervised. You need clear routes between your systems. Narrow paths lead to accidents. Clear your walkways and keep them open daily. Second, consider animal safety. Chickens, goats, and rabbits are common on small acreage. Each needs proper fencing. Each needs strong shelter. Predators target small livestock. A weak enclosure invites disaster. You also need safe handling habits. Never rush feeding, heating. Never leave doors unsecured. Never ignore signs of illness. Third, consider water safety. You may use rainwater tanks, hoses, water totes, or small pumps. These systems must be anchored. They must be leak-free. They must be placed where children cannot tamper with them. Water collection points can invite insects. Keep them covered. Fourth, consider code safety. Small properties often sit closer to neighbors. Some counties or parishes restrict animal numbers. Some limit structures. Some require setbacks for coops or sheds. Learn these rules before you build anything. Once these safety layers are in place, you can confidently expand your systems. Tools and materials. You need more tools now than in Chapter 1. A small acreage homestead requires a mix of garden tools, animal care tools, and simple building supplies. Start with soil tools. You need a shovel, garden fork, hoe, rake, wheelbarrow, and hose. These tools manage your planting areas. They help you prepare beds, move mulch, and maintain soil health. Next are animal tools. If you plan to raise chickens, you need feeders, waterers, a coop, nesting materials, and a secure run. For rabbits, you need hutches, feeders, bottles, and bedding. For goats, you need fencing, a shelter, mineral feeders, and a reliable water source. Each type of animal has specific needs, and each adds a layer of daily responsibility. You also need basic construction tools, a hammer, a drill, a saw, measuring tape, screws, fencing staples, wire cutters. These help you build small structures and maintain them. Even if you hire help for larger work, you will perform daily adjustments and repairs. On small acreage, you also need storage. Tools, seeds, animal feed, hoses, buckets, and materials must stay organized. A shed or garage corner keeps your land from becoming cluttered. Last, you need soil amendments. Compost, mulch, and fertilizers build your land's fertility. You cannot rely on native soil alone. Most small homesteads begin with poor soil. Over 2 to 3 seasons, your soil transforms if you add organic matter. These tools and materials form the backbone of a 1 to 5 acre homestead. They give you the capacity to manage a small working landscape effectively. Steps. Here you learn the daily rhythm and development plan for small acreage. These steps help you build a functional, realistic small homestead without overload. Step 1. Identify your anchor system. On small land, you need one primary system that supports the rest. It might be a garden, it might be a flock of chickens, it might be a greenhouse. Your anchor system shapes your daily chores and farm flow. Choose the system you can manage with confidence. Step 2. Map your land. Draw a simple layout. Mark your home, water access points, sunlight patterns, shade areas, slopes, and drainage. Then mark spaces where you can place your systems. This map prevents crowding and helps you avoid poor placement. Step 3. Build your first zone. A zone is a cluster of related functions. For example, a garden zone includes raised beds, compost, water lines, and storage space for tools. A chicken zone includes a coop, run, feed storage, and a cleaning area. Build one zone fully before adding anything else. Step 4. Learn your daily rhythm. Homesteading requires routine. You feed animals, you check water, you walk the land, you harvest or prune, you compost waste, you fix small problems right away. Small land demands consistency. This rhythm becomes natural after several weeks. Step 5. Add your second system only after your first becomes stable. Stability means your daily work feels smooth. It means your tools have a place. It means you can predict your chores. Only then do you add a second system. This prevents burnout. Step 6. Introduce rotational use. On small land, rotation prevents exhaustion of soil. Rotate your garden beds each season. Rotate your small animals within a yard or paddock area. Rotate compost locations if needed. Rotational use keeps your land healthy. Step 7. Build seasonal habits. Spring is for planting and repairs. Summer is for growth and water management. Fall is for harvest and soil rebuilding. Winter is for planning and maintenance. When you follow seasonal rhythms, your land supports you year-round. Step 8. Evaluate your limits every 3 months. If you feel behind, reduce systems. If you feel steady, expand slowly. Your land grows at the pace of your habits. These steps help you manage a 1 to 5 acre homestead with intention and clarity. Checks and fixes. Small acreage carries predictable problems. This section teaches you how to spot them and correct them before they grow. Problem 1, overcrowding. Many beginners try to fit too many systems in a small area. You fix this by reducing projects. Remove one system and focus on the rest. Problem 2, overworking soil. Small gardens get pushed hard. You fix this by adding compost, mulch, and rest periods. Use cover crops. Rotate crops each season. Problem 3. Poor water access. Many beginners run hoses across awkward paths. You fix this by setting permanent water lines or well-placed spigots. Problem 4. Predator access. Small livestock sit near wooded edges or fences. You fix this by reinforcing runs, securing doors, and installing hardware cloth. Problem 5. Burnout. This hits more often on small land because everything is close. You feel compelled to work constantly. You fix this by setting schedules and keeping a day of rest. Problem 6. Animal overload. Beginners buy too many animals. You fix this by focusing on one species until you develop strong habits. Problem 7. Storage shortages. As your systems grow, clutter takes over. You fix this by expanding storage or reorganizing your shed. When you correct these issues early, your land becomes steady and enjoyable to manage. Care. Small acreage needs careful long-term care. This is not complicated. It is consistent. Care begins with soil. You need to feed your soil. Add compost each season. Add mulch. Protect the surface from erosion. Healthy soil makes your work easier. Care also includes animals. Clean coops, dry bedding, fresh water, secure fences, timely health checks. Healthy animals make your homestead stable. Care extends to structures. Repair your sheds, patch holes, replace boards, tighten screws, keep everything maintained so you avoid breakdowns. Care requires rest. You labor through seasons. You need space to breathe. Take time to appreciate your land. Walk your borders. Sit in the shade. Listen to your animals. Observe your plants. When you take time to enjoy your land, it renews your motivation. Care means keeping a simple system. Do not chase trends. Do not add projects because you feel behind others. Your small acreage is a powerhouse when you treat it with discipline. Your land will teach you more than any book or video. It will show you where your strengths are. It will warn you when you push too hard. It will reward you when you show up every day with care. Chapter 3. What's possible on 520 acres? You step onto a larger piece of land and feel the difference right away. 5 acres feels open. 10 acres feels expansive. 20 acres feels like its own world. The scale changes everything. The air feels wider. The possibilities stretch farther, but so does the responsibility. Large acreage is powerful, but it demands structure, discipline, and planning. Without a plan, it becomes scattered and overwhelming. With the right plan, it becomes a stable and productive homestead that can support animals, crops, ponds, and long-term systems that outlast you. This chapter shows you what is possible on 5 to 20 acres and what it takes to manage land at this scale. Scope. Large acreage offers opportunity. It gives you space to raise animals that need room to move. It gives you space to plant orchards and food forests. It gives you space for a greenhouse, barns, workshops, or multiple water systems. It gives you room to rotate pastures, rest fields, and manage soil over time. You can build a homestead that supports your household and possibly creates income. Your limits change at this scale. You are no longer restricted by land. You are restricted by time, equipment, and planning. Many beginners assume that more land means more freedom. They picture rolling fields and abundant harvests. They do not picture the hours spent maintaining those fields. They do not picture the fuel used by equipment. They do not picture the cost of fencing long borders or repairing long driveways. Large acreage rewards careful planning. On 5 to 20 acres, you can build systems that feed your family, support animals, store resources, and manage water in smart ways. You can even create small revenue streams from surplus produce, meat, fiber, or wood. But you must approach the land with humility. Large acreage magnifies your strengths and your weaknesses. Every good decision grows stronger. Every mistake grows larger. This chapter helps you build a plan that keeps your land balanced. Safe. Large acreage introduces new safety concerns. You are working with machinery, long fence lines, uneven terrain, and larger animals. You must take these risks seriously. First is equipment safety. You may use a tractor, mower, or utility vehicle. These machines save labor. They also create danger if used without training. You must learn the controls, how to operate on slopes, how to secure attachments, and how to maintain the equipment. You must avoid rushing or operating in poor light. Machines require your full attention. Second is land safety. Larger acreage has more hazards. You may have hidden holes, fallen branches, areas with soft ground, or steep slopes. Walk your land and map these hazards. Learn where water pools after storms. Learn the areas that wash out. Learn where wind hits hardest. Respect each area. Third is animal safety. Larger land supports larger livestock. Cows, sheep, goats, and pigs require strong fencing. They also require calm handling. Yelling or rushing causes injuries. You must build systems that let you move animals without stress. Chutes, gates, and pens help you do this safely. Fourth is fire safety. Larger acreage often includes dry grass or wooded areas. You need a fire plan. Clear brush around structures, keep a perimeter mowed, have water sources ready during dry seasons. Fire can spread fast across open land. Fifth is building safety. Barns, sheds, and workshops on large acreage must be built with strong foundations and structural support. High winds hit open land hard. Build with quality materials. Anchor structures well. When you respect safety from the beginning, your land becomes a stable environment instead of a risky one. Tools and materials. Managing 5 to 20 acres requires more tools than small acreage. You do not need to buy everything at once. You build your tool set as your systems grow. Start with essential land tools. A tractor or compact utility tractor becomes valuable on larger land. You can mow fields, move soil, maintain driveways, and carry heavy loads. A mower attachment or brush cutter helps you manage pasture growth. Next are fencing tools. 5 to 20 acres require strong perimeter fencing. You need fence posts, wire, gates, staples, and tension tools. You need a post driver. You may need electric fencing for rotational grazing. You also need water infrastructure. Larger acreage benefits from multiple water points. You may install hoses, pipes, troughs, or pumps. If you have a pond or plan to build one, you need equipment to manage runoff and overflow. For animals, you need durable shelters. A barn, run-in shed, or mobile animal shelter gives protection from weather. You need feeders, waterers, bedding, and mineral stations. You need tools for hoof care, grooming, or medical attention depending on the animals you raise. For plants, you need orchard tools. Pruners, saws, ladders, mulch, and tree guards help you manage fruit trees. For gardens, you need the same tools from small acreage but scaled to a larger footprint. Storage becomes crucial. A workshop or storage shed holds your tools, fuel, seed, and feed. Without storage, large acreage becomes chaotic. These tools and materials prepare you to manage land at scale. Steps: large acreage requires a strategic approach. These steps help you build a functional system without becoming overwhelmed. Step 1. Identify your core purpose. You need clarity before you build anything. Do you want a mixed animal farm? Do you want a large orchard? Do you want a combination of pasture and gardens? Your purpose shapes your land plan. Step 2. Map your land with detail. Walk the full acreage. Note low areas, high areas, wooded sections, open fields, wet zones, and wind patterns. Map the distance from your home to potential pasture areas. Large acreage requires efficient placement. Step 3. Plan your zones. Large land needs multiple zones: a barn zone, a garden zone, a pasture zone, a water zone, a workshop zone. Each zone must connect smoothly. Build one zone at a time. Step 4. Build your perimeter fence. This is one of the most important steps. A secure perimeter protects animals and marks your boundaries. It also reduces stress. Without a good fence, managing large acreage becomes a daily battle. Step 5. Start rotational grazing if you plan to raise animals. Divide your land into paddocks. Move animals regularly to protect soil. Rotational grazing improves pasture health. It reduces weeds. It helps animals thrive. Step 6. Develop your water system. Large acreage needs reliable water access. You may use hoses, pumps, wells, or ponds. A water plan saves time and labor. Step 7. Build your barn or animal shelters. These structures hold feed, tools, and bedding. They protect animals during storms. Place them where drainage is good and access is easy. Step 8. Start your orchard or long-term plantings. Fruit trees last decades. Plant them early. Choose varieties suited to your climate. Space them well. Mulch them heavily. Step 9. Add your garden or greenhouse. These systems give you fresh produce. They require daily care. Place them close to your home so you can access them easily. Step 10. Create roads or pathways. Larger acreage needs clear paths for equipment. Gravel driveways, mowed lanes, and marked routes save fuel and time. Following these steps brings order to your land. You build a system that grows stronger each year. checks and fixes. Large acreage creates its own set of problems. You must check your systems early and fix issues before they spread. Problem one, scattered systems. If your barn, garden, orchard, and pasture are too far apart, your daily work becomes slow. You fix this by reorganizing zones or moving systems closer. Problem two, overbuilding. Many beginners build too many structures. They add sheds, barns, and pens without a plan. You fix this by simplifying and removing what you do not need. Problem three, pasture damage. Overgrazing destroys land. You fix this by rotating animals and giving pastures rest. Problem four, equipment neglect. Tractors and mowers need maintenance. You fix this by scheduling regular checks and keeping fuel clean. Problem five, poor drainage. Large acreage often has water issues. You fix this by digging trenches, building swales, or planting water-loving plants. Problem six, predator access. Large land has more wildlife. Coyotes, foxes, and hawks target livestock. You fix this by installing strong fences and secure shelters. Problem seven, burnout. Large acreage can overwhelm beginners. You fix this by scaling back projects, hiring help for occasional tasks, or reducing livestock numbers. When you monitor your land and respond early, you keep your homestead balanced and productive. Care. Caring for 5 to 20 acres requires steady work. It also brings deep rewards. Care begins with pasture health. Rotate animals, seed bare patches, mow tall weeds, manage manure. Pasture is a living system that needs consistent attention. Care extends to your orchard. Prune trees each winter. Mulch heavily. Water deeply during dry spells. Protect trunks from pests. A healthy orchard becomes one of the most valuable systems on large acreage. Care includes equipment. Store tools under cover. Change oil. Sharpen blades. Clean filters. Maintain tires. Equipment saves labor only when it works well. Care includes structures. Barns and sheds need repairs. Check roofs. Patch boards. Replace broken gates. Keep your building strong to protect animals and supplies. Care also includes your time. Large acreage can consume your days. You must set limits. You must rest. You must balance work with family life. A homestead should support your life, not dominate it. Care means walking your land. Observe changes. Study patterns. Know your soil. Know your terrain. Know your animals. The more you observe, the fewer surprises you face. This land becomes part of you. As you care for it, it begins to care for you. It gives food, it gives peace, it gives space to grow, it becomes a legacy.